Ah. Money-making Mitch. High roller, come to visit.
What the fuck you doing here, Ice? Hmm? You live here? I don't think you do, B.
Fuck you, Tom. Fuck off me, nigga.
Yo! I'm tired of seeing you coming through them doors, man. You in here living off my mom's? You getting high in front of Sonny, man? Don't fucking come back no more. What? You understand that?
Hey, baby, you the one sold me the drugs I'm getting high on. Come on, man.
Yo, don't fucking walk away from me, nigga. I sold you those drugs so that you can make money. You forgetful motherfucker. You got high. So you fucked up, nigga.
I fucked up?
Yeah, you fucked up.
No.
You fucked up.
What?
You think bringing a couple bags of groceries in here means something? You ain't supporting shit. You got a pocket full of money. You won't even give your mama no real money. Hey, what about Sonny?
Oh, you so worried about Sonny.
Oh, that's right.
He gonna follow in your footsteps.
Money-making Sonny.
I better not ever see your fucking ass walk through these doors again. Okay. You understand me?
All right, man.
Yes, sir. You know, back at it again with the white fans.
What is that, an iguana?
Damn, Daniel. Congratulations are in order. My boy Session got a nice ass chain. I just want to say congratulations on that shit. That shit's nice.
An iguana. An iguana.
So what, you, no,
it's a gator. Hey, that'd probably be hot too.
Iguana.
That shit would probably be hot
that
too.
That nigga dude, really like, from the islands.
I'm gonna send it in the chat. Florida, no.
See, thank you. Because I wanted to ask, and now this is the perfect time to ask.
I saw it, and I liked it. So I was like, hey, yo, can you do this? And he was like, yeah, I can do that. That's easy. I was like, bet.
That's why I said yours is cute. I ain't got one. I ain't no like, big baller, big spender like
that. That shit fly. And it's got a ruby for the eye.
Fly shit, boy.
Yeah, it's fire. Yeah. Where your ruby at?
Digitally. Why he acting like that right now?
The ball is sitting right next
to me.
Nigga,
this spit. How much you been spending on Figaro's and hair bones and shit this year?
Whoa! I didn't know nobody else was in the room with Stubbs.
Jeez,
are we snitching?
Damn, Stubbs! I didn't know somebody else was in the room with you because I know you talking about me.
How much that hat?
How much was that OPM?
Like there's a lot of patches on that bitch.
Look.
It's a fitted. It's a new
episode.
You know, fitted's cost more than
real loud right now. A lot of people can hear you. Look at here.
It was funny. It's funny because the homie said, like,
got the
boat
from the back, you know what I'm saying?
And little did I know, 5 years later, Snaps made a comeback.
This is true.
You know, bro.
They was hot.
You remember when Snapbacks was like the fucking shit?
It was the cool kids. Cool Kids was like the first niggas I saw.
That was crazy. That, I was like, bro, why is everybody really so warm. High?
Oh, God, then he flexes.
The snapback. So I was like, bro, I don't know. And then I put one on, and I was like.
What, the middle, on the middle figure? All right. Blue, red, and green.
Adjustability.
It's the colors zone. I salute.
Oh, see, you he gonna flex with the ring on. All right, bro.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you know, that's the colors I salute.
Chris Brown. That's
for me, I mean, I the cool kids say. Were the first people with it, but like I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I liked the cool kids. I liked that Black Mag shit, and that they was different. You know, Chuck English and shit, but Chuck English and Mikey Rocks. You know, but For me, the first person that I saw and I was like, yo, I gotta get a snapback, was when Tyga and Chris Brown was doing that Fan of a Fan. That Fan of a Fan mixtape, boy, that shit was just, that shit was amazing, man. I still listen to fucking shit on there every now and then. Damn. And they had that Tisa. That's when $100 snapbacks. And then I was like, I can't. That's what I'm saying. I couldn't afford the $100. But then I figured out if you just to your uncle.
And those are the retro ones.
You know, he got snapbacks from the 80s that he don't even wear no more.
That was.
He don't wear them snapbacks no more. You go there. That's when I started thrifting. Going to thrift stores, getting
windbreakers, city trends,
all that fashion shit. For like,
I'm telling you, that's why I was involved in the city trends. City trends.
Okay, wait a second. That is a totally different. That is a totally different style of clothing. This man was wearing red monkey jeans. Oh, man, bro. I used to have to get my fucking uniforms from... Well, we weren't supposed to. You weren't supposed to get your uniforms from City Trends. But, you know, if you had the Dickies on, you know, the Dickie shorts or the Dickie pants, that made the uniform look way more fly. You know what I'm saying? It had them work Dickies on with some nice, fresh ones. And they even let you wear the button-up shirt, you know? You just had the whole Dickie suit on, boy. You was fly as shit in that uniform.
Bro.
Tuck that shit in, and you had to have a belt on.
So I've gotten older, you wearing I should have went to a
school. Yes, bro.
Fucking string. It was tie a string on your shit.
They make you put it through the belt loops and tie that in. Bro, I hated that shit.
Bro.
No. It was OD. It didn't, No.
No, bro. It didn't change shit about the school. That smog shit didn't change shit about the school. You could still tell who had money.
People with no keys and shit didn't have no money, but people with flip phones, Sidekicks, and iPhones when they first came out, and iPods, those was the kids you could tell that had money. Like, bro, you could still tell, like. And then some people had, like, not knocking them, but they had, like, raggedy, like, uniforms on. You could tell, like, they had had them for, like, 2 years. And you could tell the other ones that were, like, fresh. Like, people just got them and shit. Like, so that didn't make sense to me that they did that. And then they banned certain colors. Like, of course you couldn't wear red or you couldn't wear blue. Like, I was like, yo, y'all are wild. Like, it's a color, bro.
In my middle school smod, all we could wear was gray, white, black, orange tops, and then khaki, navy blue, and black bottoms. But you can wear whatever Jordans you want to wear. So motherfuckers just had an assortment of Jordans. You can still tell, you know what I'm saying, who got the fucking the packs when they came out. Whenever anything new came out, people still had it on. You know what I'm saying? And then they stopped, like, you could wear jackets over it, and they could be whatever.
I'm thinking about going back to K-Swiss now.
So people would just be wearing flight jackets the whole day.
I mean, that K-Swiss thing works. Bro, that's where that nigga's living right now.
South Pole.
It's a thing.
K-Swiss, yeah. K-Swiss is a huge thing.
K-Swiss, baby!
Like what?
I don't know how a lot of that shit came back though.
Yeah.
Look, let me tell you.
Some of that shit was ugly as fuck.
I just saw somebody at the airport yesterday with them shits on. It was just
like those big shoes. Like only I feel like the reason the big shoes came back was cause people saw the Balenciagas. Those big Balenciagas, and they was like, I want a shoe like that.
Yeah, BTO.
And them shits, to me, is ugly. I was like, yo, y'all tweaking.
Yeah. I got PTO. I got airline miles. And I use them shits. That flight cost me $86 and some airline miles. Which
my man
about?
Can take vacations in the middle of the week and shit.
That's it.
Must be nice. Talking about the money. talking about getting to the money, all right.
You have to, you can't be limited. They can't, don't let these people pigeonhole you. You know, again, you in the military, a little bit different.
What? That's a,
but as it's
come up, bro.
That's it. Sheesh.
Well, I ain't got no choice right now.
And shit, they,
yeah, we ain't got no choice right now.
They still, you know, with the, you know, where it kind of works when you have a clearance and all that.
Right now, so they're starting to let,
they came back, like,
take leave and stuff now.
What, Costa Rica's like,
previously,
a level 4
was denying or something that like shit. That. He was going outside to
recommend
250 they miles.
Ours, because ours was 450.
And record, and it, but only thing they could say, I guess, was, we recommend you rebooking or not traveling there or whatever. But shit, you are there. It was, I mean, they got over because you
gotta get on the IATP trapper. On the IATP
Costa
tracker,
Rica makes you buy their insurance for $11 a day, which is yeah. And then I don't know. I know I couldn't get on the plane until that shit was bought. And I probably should have, I'm thinking about it literally right now. I should have just paid for 2 days. They'd be like, I'm only going out there.
Yeah,
for 2 days.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
What are you being insured against?
Who's going to stop me? But, also, you have to get, you know, you have to get the COVID test to come back.
And you would have been there. Yeah, you would have been there the whole time. Like, who's to say
that? Was $150, but all in all, I mean, yeah. And what I was tight about is the fact that the insurance didn't cover that. What, in case I got COVID or something?
What? 150?
No, I'm taking my ass. I got insurance. I'm taking my ass to the hospital. And you niggas gonna fix it.
Did not pay that. So what was you paying for? Like,
I think they
can put you up in a hotel.
Because it ain't. I don't. You know. It kind of looked like
no. So
to be honest, San Jose at least looked like San
Diego. True facts.
Yeah. Until you get there, then that medical facility ain't as good as you think it is.
I mean, I believe it. I wholeheartedly believe they have nice medical facilities out there. There's a whole bunch of doctors who leave America and just go practice overseas. You know what I'm saying? They're still good doctors. They just get paid more over there because there's less professionals to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, they have very good facilities overseas. I've seen it firsthand, especially in Italy. They have very good facilities in other places in the world. Think about it. People fly to the Dominican Republic all the time to get fucking body augmentation. You know what I'm saying? It just costs less. There's people, their healthcare system don't cost as much as America.
We all know that shit.
America has a terrible healthcare system. Like, it is really trash. The amount of money you have to pay for a routine surgery in America is like 4 times as much as you would pay in like any other country.
And the crazy thing is that they try to like upsell, they try to make you pay ridiculous amounts of money for stuff that you don't need or that they don't use. Like all of the different utensils and stuff that they use, they like, if they use one piece out of the package, they throw the whole package away and say, oh, I need another one. So they scan it and then, oh, that's another $200. Like, it's crazy.
Bro, you didn't make you pay like $400 for a Band-Aid. And if you don't like dispute that shit,
thank God
call
you
them
guys
like,
have,
yo,
you know,
you made me pay $400 for
your insurance. Your insurance,
like they just charge me $400. So your insurance will pay
premium this now because you went to the hospital. But like, what? This is what you're here for me to go to the hospital. What? What do you mean you gotta up my premium?
Yeah. What?
It's wild, man.
Yeah, bro. Free medical is they be out here experimenting on this, bro.
Medical?
I don't want to hear it.
Our medical?
Bro, I got experimented on, bro. I don't care. They had all these new people coming in
that's
here.
That's a big
bro, I was like
for
a
him.
Case study, bro. Every time, every other day, they brought like 3 or 4 doctors in, and they were new doctors. They was like, oh yeah, we're just bringing them in here to look at you and blah blah blah. I was like, I didn't see them yesterday though. They were like, yeah, these are new residents or whatever, blah blah blah. I was like, so y'all just showing me like it's a pony.
Did they cut you?
Pony show right now. Like y'all just showing them. They was all looking at my undressing and stuff to see.
I don't know what he got done.
I was like, wow, like y'all really out here experimenting on us, bro. This is crazy.
Say that again.
This is factual. This is completely factual for the entire time he wasn't.
Yeah.
But
did they cut him?
You don't remember my appendix burst or whatever? So literally,
have fun with that story.
I don't know. I don't even remember what year it was. So one day, I couldn't get out of bed or whatever. And I was like, I don't know why I can't get out of bed. But 2 weeks prior to that, I guess I had a fever. I had shivers, and I was like, just shaking and shit.
That's the same feeling I had when they gave
me. It went away, so I was like, "All right, so who can?" Whatever. I was like, "It's a bad stomach ache." Whatever.
Go ahead, though.
Bro, 2 weeks later, I was in the bed, could not move out of my bed. I like rolled and fell out of my bed, and I was like, "Oh no, I can't walk. I can't walk, bro." So I called Michelle or whatever, and I tell her. So she had to like help me walk me downstairs to the car so we could drive all the way to Balboa. So bro, I sat in Balboa's emergency
room. Balboa, baby.
Before I even got seen by any doctor or nurse for like an hour and a half, bro. An hour and a half. And then they finally like take me in the back. I had to do the dye thing or whatever, so I had to drink the dye so they could do a CT, no, not a CT scan, whatever kind of scan. And then they saw all this bacteria that was in my body from my appendix bursting. They were like, oh, we had you sitting in the emergency room for an hour and a half. You could have literally like went into a seizure and died. Like they were like, oh my God, we got to get you to surgery like as soon as possible. I was like, what? What do you mean? And they were like, yeah, because you could die like soon. And I was like, what? So they like put me in a bed, rushed me up there. So within like the next hour, I was in surgery or whatever. And yeah, man, I was in. So they didn't close it up right away after I did the surgery. They had to leave it open just
feeling.
In case if they didn't get any.
Nigga,
more,
I know so that
all
feeling
the bacteria was
is
gone,
very
or just in case if I
got
infection.
With you right now. I know that.
So
feeling.
I was sitting in the hospital for like 3 weeks, and I lost like 40 pounds, bro. I looked like a cancer patient, bro. I was skinny. I was skinny, bro.
He was on the ice. Oh,
that shit was bad.
I was like, yo, this is not fun.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Bro, and the whole time that you in the hospital, like the whole time I was there that 3 weeks, I couldn't eat nothing. Like, they were giving me liquid IVs. Bro, that's all I could have because my stomach was open. Like,
that's all he could have.
And this whole time, bro, every 4 hours, bro, they was coming in,
nigga,
poking you,
nah,
taking
I'm already knowing what
and all of
happening.
This every
what
4 hours. So I didn't really get no sleep
bursted.
Either. Like every
hey,
4 hours.
You probably
should have
died or at least went into a seizure.
Looking at my white tail,
thank God
blood
you didn't.
Count and all
and
that
so
stuff.
So by the time they got up
bro,
there and realized
the Navy hospitals
like,
is not.
It was one of those things
where
it's like, oh.
Not it at all.
How did this black man not drop dead? We got to do studies on him right now. We got to figure out what it is with these black melanated bastards. How is he still living? And yeah, you became the guinea pig. Like I might be being facetious about it right now, but I'm serious as a fucking heart attack. Yeah,
this is facts.
On the grapevine, it was like, yo, yeah, Rashad yep. Sessions, bring your ass in here. He's in room 322.
No, bro, I'm pretty sure that happened, bro. Because I swear I saw 20 different doctors. Like I was like.
Right.
I don't even like why. Who are you people?
Makes
like,
sense.
Right. And you want to know what's crazy? My mama. So I had they called my mama. My mom got on the flight the next day. Like she was in San Diego the next day because she knew how serious it
yes.
was or whatever. And she
yes.
was asking the doctors all types of questions, and they couldn't answer nothing because she's a nurse or whatever. She's an RN now. She's a practitioner. But anyway. She was asking them all the questions. They could not answer these questions.
What you're telling me is that your mom was the right one for you.
Why you giving him that much of this? Why you giving him that much of this dosage? Blah, blah, blah.
And she went in there.
He doesn't weigh that anymore. He's lost 20 pounds already. And she went in there. He shouldn't be getting that dosage anymore.
Laid the smack down on these niggas.
I was like, oh.
Corrected all that shit.
Yes.
Yeah, my mom was not playing games.
Oh, wholeheartedly. That's
we'll wait for the record button to stop because I already know how that's going to go.
Yes. In the hospital and at home.
Oh, yo.
That's a story for another day, boy. Woo.
I'm trying to think, like, why? How the fuck this missed my radar? This must have been
Mama Session was not playing no type of games. I'm talking about from day one when she landed, getting into the house. Immediately she was like, I need to go to the hospital. Like, I need to go right now. And from, she was always there with him, always questioning to the doctors, everything. That shit was
It probably bursted when you was hitting the Dougie too hard.
Yeah, it was like 2015, 2016. Something like that. Bro, and this was crazy.
16, the day before,
me and Ty was in the car jamming. Like, we had a great day the day before. We was chilling. I was like, and then I wake up the next day. I was like, yo, what is this?
You know I know. You know I know.
Oh, we was in the car.
No. Let me tell you when it ruptured. I can tell you exactly when this shit ruptured. So session 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks before this like whole event, had a stomach ache. Talking about he don't want to eat, he don't want to go to the gym. When I tell you Session went to the gym every fucking day, Session went to the gym every fucking day.
Back to Quaker Oaks, I go.
Stomach ache, he don't want to fucking eat. He talking about, oh, it's some oatmeal that I ate. It's some oatmeal. I'm never eating this oatmeal again.
We're still cut.
This oatmeal is what fucked me up. I'm like, Session, it's oatmeal. If anything, it's going to make you shit. So what are you talking about? But he's like, yo, is this oatmeal? Fuck this oatmeal. I'm telling you, he refused to eat this oatmeal. But anyways, it's this oatmeal. This motherfucker was like, yeah, because it was some like organic, good-ass oatmeal. He was like, yo, fuck this oatmeal. I'm never eating this shit again in my life. And then he was down bad for like 2-3 days. And then he just got better. He just got good. So we was like, oh, yeah, it's a stomach ache, whatever. It's like a little bug.
Which
he got over it.
Goes back 2 weeks my later. By this the is fact what happened. That
so was running his appendix was fucking like,
why
big,
is this nigga that not dropping dead? I'm pretty sure and I have
for like
too
2 weeks
much.
It relieved all the pressure. It was just fucking
of that thing in my bloodline to where he lived for 2 weeks.
So for
and
like
saw
2 weeks,
through,
this man
my ass would have been in a corner
fucking top
3 days
shot,
by myself before they even figured out what the fuck was going on and how it happened that way. And you know they'd be like, well, yeah, that's standard. That's what happens when you're appendix, you know, ruptures like that and everything. But you over here defying the odds because, you know, that starts getting into the original man and all that stuff. I don't want to offend people, but you, but yeah. Session, I know you all this time. I didn't know that happened to you, man. I'm glad that you saw that too. And it actually...
That's a crazy story, man. I'll never forget that shit. Like, to this day, I'll never forget that shit.
Yes, I
so
am.
So you
too.
Have an erected penis.
They fucked up. They botched my fucking sew up job. Now I got a long ass, bro. My scar like this long.
Ouch. Is that what it is?
Literally that long, and it's like hard. Oh, like, it's never gonna get soft.
Thanks for correcting me. I'm glad I made that foul in front of y'all instead of like
on my side. You know, no, bro, they cut around my belly button.
It's like right here. It's like right here.
Real shit. Yeah. Real shit.
Now, if anybody ever tells me they have like stomach pain, I'm like, yo, go to the doctor. Like, go immediately. Because, yo, apparently the procedure, like, I looked up the procedure, all that stuff, because I was in the hospital, I had nothing to do. Yo, the incision for taking the pins out is this big. It is this big, bro. This big.
How long was your How long was your stomach virus? Bro. I mean, how long was it? Cut me how many up. Days?
Yeah. But they had to do all that for him because his head ruptured and it was just all over the place. Like, if legitimately, them 3 days when he was talking about this fucking oatmeal, if he'd have went to the hospital then, I mean, but nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 days. Because, hey, yo, what's crazy, Michelle was over there cooking food. She was calling her mama, Michelle, like, cooking Michelle, dishes. Michelle's she was like, my mama said cook this, my mama said cook that. I was like, all right, but I ain't trying to eat none of that, so what are you?
But no, for real. What Michelle said, that saved Sessions' life. Michelle's mom essentially got Sessions to the hospital. I'm being legit. Because it's Michelle's mom. I have no idea what she's saying because she's speaking Spanish fast as fuck. I'm like, Michelle, what the fuck did she say? She's like, well, if he eats this soup and he doesn't get better, we need to take him to the hospital because it's his appendix. I'm like, Michelle, how the fuck is a soup going to diagnose that? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, shit. That's
and I'm hilarious. Just like, yo, there's no way a soup is diagnosing somebody's appendix. And she's like, look, my mom said make this soup. If he don't get better, take him to the hospital.
Where you wrong?
I'm like, all right, whatever. Lo and fucking behold, that soup saved Sessions' fucking life.
What kind of soup is it?
Bro, how the fuck is a soup going to diagnose that?
Your body doesn't even digest corn.
Let me tell you now, I got that shit in my notes. I got that whole recipe in my motherfucking notes on my phone.
The broth, yeah.
I know it had a whole slab of corn, yeah, but corn I'm saying in the cob in it, bitch.
I'm just saying
I know that was in there.
Had some type of flavoring or whatever the fuck purpose it served. I don't know. And I'm just like, damn, the body doesn't
I didn't eat. I don't think I ate corn, the corn. So. The corn was just in there. Like, it was soup.
You know, his appendix could have been regular. And he still ate like shit out corn like bits the in the stool. Like, how does
he
that
ate like the broth.
How is it going to let me know anything?
And he didn't get better.
But it worked.
Bro, and one of the weirdest things is, okay, because when you have surgery or whatever, of course you can't pee and all this other stuff. Bro, the catheter, oh my God. I don't wish that on nobody, bro. On nobody. Oh, bro. That tube is so long. Oh my God. And I was like, I woke up from the first time from being groggy, and I was like, bruh. I was like, they got to pull this out. And they was like, no, we got to leave it in for like 2 days. I was like,
every time I hear catheter stories, I get the heebie-jeebies.
While I'm conscious? Like, they was like, yeah, we can't take it out. I was like, oh my God. Bro. That was... They pulled it out, and I was like, oh my God. Bro, I can't even imagine how they put that thing. Like, I would, bruh, what? Putting it in? Who? It's a special place in hell for people that put in catheters, bro.
It's probably right beside the place I'm going, so I feel it.
Fuck them.
They trying to save your life. That's fucking hilarious. It says a special place in hell for
him. Oh, you missing out.
Yo, you know what's wild? That's totally total segue. But I've been listening to like a lot of history shit lately. I don't be doing the whole reading books thing, but I do the audiobooks. I fuck with an audiobook. I fuck with a YouTube video that teaches me about a book. I'm not reading your fucking 200 pages.
I'm not reading your 200 pages.
But I will fucking listen to an audiobook that's like an hour, 3 hours or some shit. You know, just listen to it when I got time and like listen to it in parts. But I've been listening to Dante's Inferno, which is about the rings of hell. You know what I'm saying? And it's really talking about how there's different parts of hell for different, like, sins that you do. Where,
what's the difference,
you know,
in the
there's
hell?
People that do lust, and their punishment is not nearly as bad as people who are, like, greedy. And there's people who are greedy, and theirs is not nearly as bad as betrayal. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just funny that you were like, oh, that's like beside the part of hell that I'm going to be in. at the very end, like his betrayer and like Judas is there. And
I mean, why don't they just give him a lap dance? Like Lil Nas,
the one who arranged for Caesar to get killed type shit. And they're just constantly being chewed by the devil for the rest of their
existence. Baby.
They're just constantly being chewed
by the devil. Oh, no.
That's their punishment.
What?
To constantly that's their punishment, man.
God.
Coming you up.
I saw the little pop up on Twitter, and I just cut the shit off, and it's just like my nigga Lord Jamar said.
Oh, he snapped that. It's like my nigga
Lord Jamar said. It was like, man, I'm not going to be able to unsee that, but I kind of already have because I only
that whole video, the little clips.
So I, you know, just like sliding down, and by the time he was like facing the camera, bent over, I was like, I don't want to see this shit. I'm not. Not interested.
Bro, there's so much more than that though. Like, there's a lot.
It's the same way. Yeah, it's the same thing. Like when I don't watch gay porn.
Me and Michelle watched it, and then after it was over, we just looked at each other like,
I'm not interested in watching male gay porn.
We were like, yeah.
What the fuck did I just watch?
I don't have to speak on it. Okay. Men
do certain sexual acts. It's not my thing. If it's your thing, that's your thing. I ain't got to fuck you. I don't have to be in the room with you when you fuck it.
Nah, get it.
Make me shit. You dig?
Yeah. No, I get that. It's absolutely true.
As the famous Jay-Z quote goes, that you eat that.
And I was like, damn.
You feel me? But, you know, when I was watching that video, what came to my mind was Thugnificent saying, what did he do to make niggas that
bad? They keep calling him a rapper, and I'm like, when is he rap?
Yes, bro.
You know the part where he get judged? I'm like, what did he do to make niggas that mad?
Oh, shit.
Bro, that shit's so fucking funny to me. I don't know, man. I think he's that just new pop thing, you know what I'm saying? Where they just make, if you listen to his album 7, that shit is good. It's like it's like 7 different genres. Don't get me fucking wrong. But that shit is good. It's just fucking good music. Now this shit, that song not good. Oh. The song is trash.
But like, it must be the one that
on 7, which was the first song was.
I think I like Panini. I was
fucking Old Town Road.
I remember famous it was song came out. Yeah, and he was like, "You think he's gay?" And I was like, "I don't think
that
so."
That shit. So Old Town later, Road is one of them. The remix is one of them. So it's really only 5 songs, but nonetheless, the 5 songs are really good.
Yeah,
I forgot that. Was
yes, that's the one that has Panini on it.
Yeah, that's when he got on. I tell people all the time, man, the Baby's the biggest rapper in 2019. I think Lil Baby got him in. I think Lil Baby got him in 2020.
Yeah, that Panini with the Baby was fucking fire. That shit was a fucking. That's when the Baby was fucking scorching. Oh, wholeheartedly.
Hey, man, that's some real. Hold on. That's some real Trailer Park shit you're doing on this camera right now.
The Baby's year was 2019, wholeheartedly. Everything you heard, he was jumping on.
Yeah,
everything.
You.
Everything
you.
He put out was fucking fire.
The nigga flossed, you know, and not flossed.
Him
and
that started making couple songs.
That's a real Trailer Park shit you're doing right now.
Here you go. Let me go and take this from you.
That's hella Trailer Park right there.
Me?
Are you still doing that?
I can't floss.
You talk about the nigga flossing.
I can't floss my teeth.
Ooh, it is hella Trailer Park, boy. You know what else is Trailer Park? This man got bottles of wine that he already drank.
I'm about to go see him. Incredible Hulk guy, or at least I was at one point.
Oh, my bad. It's Hypnotic. That Hypnotic in the back. That's Trailer Park.
It's got dust on it, first of all.
Yeah.
That's not.
He said, I ain't drinking that bullshit.
Why not you?
Oh, yeah. I still drink the Incredible Hulk. What you mean?
Hey. Huh? No. Yeah, Jose. Yeah. Ooh. Why not you?
Hey, it's all good. Don't worry about it, man. You know. So one of us got to be in.
Nigga, because what?
I'm not. I fell asleep. He like, because I'm not.
Nigga, because that's the way age works? Because my, I don't know.
Doing all that traveling. Y'all seen so that? By the time I set in, I was in. I got to
that new Mortal Kombat. Why not me?
Oh, no, he full of, I ain't worried about it. And bro, I didn't realize what? He only wore a size bro, 7.
Bro, shut your glass in here.
Oh.
I'm not watching it yet.
I got pretty much to where Reptile came in, and I was like, oh, there's the glare. The glare got me. The glare got me. The glare got me. I was about to say. Oh, you still doing that? This soul 2000.
I know this motherfucker lying. You see that hat right beside it.
Man, I've never heard that I look like Drake before. You've never seen that of me before.
Boy, he tried to play me.
Never heard life right before.
I had a peanut in his head.
Very original.
I know this motherfucking Drake lookalike not fucking talking, boy.
Call you Ty Titty for now on.
Motherfucking light bright over here, man.
Anyway, what was you saying about Mortal Kombat, bro? Don't get sucked into his blasphemy.
Was out there crayon. Fucking niggas up. And I fold it. I'm going to watch it later. I'm going to watch the rest of it today.
I know this motherfucking Dr. Tom not fucking talking.
Word.
Hey.
And you fell asleep? Man.
And I wish I could say I was just resting my
like Dr. Tom.
I sat there and I'm old like, man. I'm going to sleep.
Lean it back in the rocking chair. Fell asleep.
Let's go fight this. I'm tired.
And then you told your girl, no, I'm watching it. I'm still watching.
I'm going to sleep.
I'm just resting my eyes.
Damn.
I mean, hold up. But hold up. How is he dissing the movie that he starred in, though? Okay. Oh, because you tight, because you got your little arms ripped off in that bitch. Is that what you tight about?
That boy was slumped.
Is that what it is?
They did everything kind of fast, though. When you start seeing it.
I'm out here trying to support you, and what do I get for my fucking troubles?
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh. Oh. Oh, damn.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Anyways, the movie should have been a 10-part docu-series. You know, so they could have better. Not to say 10, but like 5 parts. They could better explain the story. Because a lot of them stories, you just kind of, if you were into the game like that, because there was times where it was like fucking 4 fight scenes in like 6 minutes, bro.
When they got to the.
I just feel like if they would have.
The beginning where he was fighting in the cage, and it was like, oh, the first scene was from like 10,000 years ago, because when they was out in Outworld and he was like, man, I beat that nigga's ass centuries ago. What the fuck we still talking about this shit for? And it was like, oh, this is old. So I can, it was at that point where I'm like, oh, I can understand all the people that didn't like it. I can understand why they didn't like it, because if you didn't know the story, it was probably hard to follow. But the reason why I liked so many of them fight scenes like that, because they treated it like game, like the game itself. In the game, you just going through and fighting. All the dialogue, we don't need all that shit. But as I said, I hadn't even got through half the movie to give my full take on it. So I have something for you next week. Sub-Zero?
It's gonna start going fast. I just don't like how they, at the beginning, they
were marked
that whole story with the
Mark of the Beast or the Dragon, whatever.
At the beginning. Yeah. But they didn't expound on everybody else. Like, everybody else was just like, here's everybody else. This is, they're here with Raiden. Cool. And you're just like, okay. I mean, they explained it. Yeah. but they didn't like like Jax ends up saying how he got his because he chuckle. Ended up killing somebody or something. But you don't know, like you don't see how he got it. And
why,
you saw how
why are you still alive?
Scorpion and Sub Zero thing happened.
But shout out to that child
has his because
that costume that get up he had on or whatever. I was just like, was fire.
Okay.
Shout out Brian like Russell. Ain't nobody worried about you right now. Ain't nobody worried about you right now, Brian Russell. You just worried about
don't know what I'm talking about when he see it. He's gonna be like, "Oh shit, this is what he's talking about." You don't care, so I don't care what you think.
That's what she said.
Wow.
I mean, hip, y'all both ganging up on me today?
Hey, man, Big Papa Trump. Big Papa Trump is a wild boy. I don't understand why niggas are so tight with him, man. I'm like, he just say shit. And I'm like, that ain't
you
true.
You saw that motherfucking Donald Trump call LeBron true. Racist?
Racist, oh, man. Full of shit.
Bro.
Nah, he did I don't know if you call it a press conference, but it was on
right. You just laugh it off and keep it moving, bro.
What? They ain't seen this man in person since he left the presidency. Like where that man been
they
at?
Did, like, the celebration
and then all of a sudden he just tweeted. All of a sudden, like, I don't know.
And there was something to where, you know, I forget the name of it, so I'm fucking up the whole story now. But they called the Trumper, the Trump supporters. Something else, and I laugh because I'm like, I like that shit. I do like that shit. I can't go down the rabbit hole like I want to because you guys are obligated by law, and then I have my own vested interest not to. I ain't talking about Trump. I ain't talking about Trump. I'm talking about Biden. I would just say that I disagree with him saying that the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, whatever the fuck his last name is.
I ain't obligated by nothing. He ain't the president no more.
Was a giant step towards equality.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. We can't go down that rabbit hole.
And the issue I'm having is more or less, you know, black people out here asking for tangibles. And all they keep giving us is their ass to kiss. And then
call me a sellout. That's what's supposed to happen. Like,
you know, not supporting the same ideology as such. And that's kind of sickening. And just like the person stated, Trump's America is looking a lot like Biden's America. And probably a little bit worse because these gas prices right now are fucking ridiculous. Yeah, is it not going up in Cali? Is it not back to $5 a gallon now?
My gas is always high, so I don't. I'm highly numb to all of that because the gas been high out here. So,
and that was during the Obama time when y'all first got out there too.
No, it's not back to five.
The Democrats get in office, I think, and that gas price is gonna go up.
I remember that $5 in Cali, though. When we first got out here, I remember that $5. That $5 in Cali was hurt. The only thing I will say about the trial is, I think it is sad that we had to, like, we happy that what happened, him getting convicted on all three counts was, we almost didn't expect
it. I didn't expect it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We were almost like, he probably gonna get off again. You know what I'm saying? We were all like, we would not have been surprised if he would have gotten off again. The only reason I think he didn't get off was because his brothers and sisters in arms turned on him, for lack of a better sense, and said everything he did was against protocol and everything he did was wrong. I do hope And I think this is just the optimism in me that the bad they're cops that are out there,
that's why people say all cops are right now saying, what happened to me? Say, damn. What happened was they knew.
Maybe I shouldn't do that shit because I can get actual consequences from it now.
That shit's going up.
And if that's the reason why somebody I know doesn't get killed, man, that's all I can hope for, you know? That's all I can hope for.
I was saying they're still recovering from last summer.
Oh yeah, it was gonna be.
They still recovering from last summer. This summer,
the entire U.S. It would have been bad for the entire U.S.
I don't know if it. That's why I feel like they had to do that. They couldn't. I don't think they could. It's too close right now. It's too much shit happening, especially after. After the Capitol right up the street. After they did all that shit or whatever. Who's to say what people would have been trying to. Get bold and do now, but yeah, no, they knew we got to keep it at status quo. So they gave niggas a bone. They put some trailer trash in prison now, and now, he's in prison. We'll see what he gets sentenced. And
that's what I want to know. I want to know what this sentencing gonna look like.
And we still, and it's no time. There's no reason to celebrate.
I just want to know what he's on appeal process.
No reason to celebrate.
Like, is he appealing them all? So I need this to get to the Supreme Court because he's going to keep appealing this shit. And I need to see what the Supreme Court ruling is going to be because that's going to set the new precedents on this. Because he's the first one, not necessarily he's the first, but he's one, this is the most high profile one. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. I get why there's no reason
the change
to celebrate.
We looking for
I think it, once this goes to the Supreme Court, we really see how this is going to affect the next.
Stack your chips. Remember, the rest only of three-fifths, so American you better be stacking society, five times the money.
When that precedent gets set, I think that's when we really going to see if there's going to be a change or not from this case, honestly.
Nah.
I mean, they ought to give me four-fifths because I am, you know, light-skinned.
Give me
my extra fifth, god damn it. Or I'm going across the border where I can make 25 mil like Drizzy. Stunt double. We can some MF Doom shit where I'm performing in another city as Drake myself. And I ain't even got to wear no mask.
He brought a full circle, baby. Toronto, Canada, baby.
I'm just saying. Man, that nigga sucks. Anyways.
Hey.
No, I didn't.
Which one's Drake? Which one's the real Drake?
That's what he do.
This man, Stubbs, did you see my post on Instagram about Draymond? Bro, this man had
I'm gonna do the same shit. Same number to you, right?
Yeah. Bro, fuck that. Like, you trash, bro. He
did not have 15 rebounds. Same number to me. That man has 12 rebounds.
Bro, hey, what's your...
Like, how... Bro. You owe me some money. Not in the monetary value. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. In the monetary... I need all my coins.
He was the best scorer. And when he's not the second option. And basketball ain't just the battle.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
I don't understand how you're
it's supposed to be Wiggins, like, bum ass.
You're trash to me. Like, are you talking about how?
What are you talking about?
The best defenders.
It's supposed to be Wiggins, bum ass. It is supposed to be
the
Clay.
Best defender in the NBA.
But Clay is hurt. Like, Draymond is never. Yeah, so Draymond is not supposed to.
He is the second. Who's the second option?
Ever been the second option for scoring? And there's more to basketball than fucking putting the ball in the hole. Somebody has to get
it. We all know it's not.
Everybody
we all know it's not.
They shots,
next.
Right?
Next.
Right? Oh, okay.
Next. Clay's not
there's
here.
There's more than one
next.
Person on the court, so the ball got to get passed around. So it behooves you to probably set it up for when he, to set up the person who's shooting the ball for a nice shot for the assist, right?
Bro. Well, my thing is, he got this stat line, and he's all excited about him having the best shooter in NBA history on his team. Oh, bro, if you watch the Golden State game, like, I watched a little bit of it. This man just, He run down the court with the ball, turn around, Steph right behind him, and then Steph chunk it up, bucket. Like, that's not, like, it's basketball, but it's not basketball. Like,
not,
this is fucking,
not,
this is pick up out, this is pick up outside. That's, that shouldn't be an assist. Like, what are you doing?
You're right.
My boy who?
I have no idea.
Whom?
You're right.
Whom? Whom? My boy whom?
He gonna bring it up. Here it comes.
So you telling me he get assists like that?
Here it come.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Thank you. That's why I forgot.
Give me an instance where you was getting assists like that.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I see what you're saying where Draymond should not be the second option. I see what you're saying. It should be Wiggins. It should be Kelly Oubre. You know what I'm saying?
Kelly Oubre?
You're correct.
Kelly Oubre?
These are the people who should be... You're not wrong. These people should be the second option. These people should be picking up some of the scoring load because Klay is out. That is how it's supposed to work. That's why they brought Wiggins in. You know, I don't know why the fuck they got rid of D-Lo, if we're going to be really honest. But
no, it's just like
that's why they brought those players in. You know what I'm saying? To be an option.
Timber was trash, bro. Timber was so trash. Can't nobody tell me that Carl Anthony Towns is a top five big man. I don't care. Fucking capital S-O-F-T.
You get a cat, man!
Purr.
I wish I could do that sound.
Big. Yeah, you're wild. Man. Makes, I wish I could do this sound. Big. Wow.
Yeah, cool. Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all are wild for trying.
You know?
Bid nice. Julius Randle, bid nice. Look, never understood why the Lakers. Soft. Why the Lakers shipped them off like shit. That.
They already got eliminated. Houston already got eliminated. You know who's surprising me? And I love this.
Brandon Ingram is not, bro. That
Julius Randle, boy.
Overrated.
Shooting 40% from three, baby.
I don't give a flying figgity fuck what he got. Overrated.
That's true.
Overrated. Basketball is more than
no reason. There was no reason.
That boy need to get some meat on his bones. Who are you to talk? I know, right? He need to get some meat on his bones.
There's a reason why he got most improved. There's a reason why he got most improved.
I'm not the one down there on the block trying to get rebounds either. So there's that. I can be for him. That nigga can't be for him. Or you need to be shooting lights out like Kevin Durant.
We didn't have to say it. Oh, we didn't even have to say it. I mean, I hate Brandon Ingram too because he went to the wrong school.
That nigga Bobby was way out of pocket. He was way out of pocket for that shit he was saying in the.
This is true.
Niggas can't get hurt.
That's true.
Nigga with a knee injury telling another nigga that he needs not to be injured. At a slip.
Oh, yeah, he tweaking, bro.
We all played on the court, and Robert's lateral movements weren't the best.
He should have never did that.
I can't say. Hey, I don't give a fuck, though. We had a lot of victories we had no business having.
He got a quick one step, but that's it.
Niggas is always arguing about passing.
If I don't get past him, pass him on that first step,
he's talking about my non-balling ass. Session is just now getting into basketball shape, but he's just happened to be athletic enough to get by. And Smith got a bum knee, and McKinney don't even play. Played what he felt like, and niggas. McKinney plays like a nigga that nigga plays like a linebacker. He plays like every linebacker I've ever seen pick up a basketball. Yeah, nigga, like stop touching me.
McKinney was the ultimate fucking defender foul. Yeah. Hey,
Only person worse football than that nigga, than McKinney in that concept was fucking Reed.
That play.
This is true.
It was crazy. He did that to his friends in 21. Didn't change.
You remember that? You remember that 3-on-3 game we had? That it was like that real intense 3-on-3 game. I think it was me, Session Smith against Reed, and I forget.
Oh, that, yeah, Reed was bad. Because Reed knew how to play basketball. He just liked the foul.
That was like, he was one of the CTs or whatever. And his ballhead friend that didn't fuck with me for whatever reason. I don't care because I don't know you, nigga. That's what I'm saying. Because that game, it was a game to 12, and that game went on forever. It was so many fouls, and they had me guarding Reed because I was the tallest, and Reed, and that was when Reed was in shape, Reed. Man, I woke up the next morning so damn sore.
What did Luckily you do to make won. Niggas that mad?
Luckily, won.
Yeah, that game went on a while.
That's all niggas did was go outside. Because remember they gave us the Cisco test and we had all the answers. Dude. So there was no, it was just.
Yeah, that's. Afterwards. Yeah. I don't know when we had time
all
to
study.
I had to
tell fucking
time to study.
I had to tell, bro, had to tell stupid ass McNeil.
I was like,
we did.
We was in the gym for like 4 hours.
Nigga, fuck, what they gonna do?
We didn't study.
What they gonna do?
Yeah.
No, not the. Nigga. Oh,
whoa, 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 what?
Wait, no. A plus ain't Cisco. And it wasn't the cert that you got. We didn't get Cisco certified get Cisco certified in A school.
You're not about to negate my fucking Cisco cert, like nigga. Right, what?
We didn't get Cisco certified in A school.
He's just not getting
it. Bro, you got me fucked up.
What the fuck are you talking about? Well, I cheated.
Oh, none of this is going in there. Don't worry about it.
Goddamn Cisco test. None of that's going in. And it was me, Raina, Loxley.
Bro, it was McNeil. Definitely come to you. But you gonna get.
Yeah.
I'll give a fuck.
That's right. That's right.
I ain't got a job yet.
At the sink. I ain't got the job yet. The steroids. That's what happened. And I was helping.
Whoa.
And I was out there ringing the goddamn home runs, nigga. What's good?
Okay, Jose Canseco.
Yo, while my man's dumping dimes.
Okay, Jose Canseco.
Oh my god!
Back to back on the same team. Forgot who was Mark McGuire racing when he was with the Cardinals, and they had the home.
That peanut butter shot, boy.
But it wasn't. No, I feel like it was somebody else, another white boy.
Barry Bonds! Barry motherfucking Bonds!
I was only halfway into baseball, if you could consider that much.
No, it was... Yo, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the great home run race. It's him, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds, and...
why did I say white boy? But yeah.
Yo, well, it is another bad... Chipper Jones? Is it Chipper Jones?
Hey, Sammy Sosa. Oh, wait, you don't... You don't know.
Oh, Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire.
Session, please tell me you've seen this picture. Oh,
Sammy Sosa. I know why you said white boy too. Session, I just want you to Google two pictures of Sammy Sosa. Yeah. Google him in 1998. And then Google him
like,
now.
He looks like, what was his name?
No, Teddy? Session don't know. Session don't know.
Atlanta?
Google Sammy Sosa in 1998, Google Sammy Sosa now.
Yes, it is.
Why he look like a gremlin? That's the same now, like without the pigmentation.
Yeah, who is it,
bro?
Because being as dark as you is bad.
What in the hell? That's not the same man. That's not the same man, bro.
That's the same man.
Yeah. Why would you do this?
Man.
Session.
Oh my god, yo.
It don't matter because Seth.
Oh, he Seth, definitely don't have any word.
It was Sammy Sosa, though. Oh Session makes.
You said that. You see that, photo with the pink, bro? Oh my lord. Yo.
He already halfway there. Yeah,
baby, Sammy Sosa, Mike McGuire. That's the home run. That was a home run fucking race, boy.
No, stop playing with me. Stop playing.
Hell, man, you get on, you leave your ass for a white girl.
Ruined. Ruined.
Halfway where? The 20 mil?
I see you shining.
You see the money around your neck?
I wish I was halfway to 20
mil. The money around your neck, boy. You see the money around your neck, baby. No, that would have been the perfect moment to say.
Report to us.
I'm broke, baby.
It's always other times.
Because this is a paid in full podcast.
Paid in full is full effect.
That's what this is. This is a paid in full podcast.